Шустам, але хашер бахнем. Think it's appropriate talking a week before Purim. Put the right perspective what Purim is about, what Mechilas Hamalek is about, what our minds have to be said about these days. Let us start with the Gemara Masechtas Erev and the Gimel Amud Aleph. An interesting piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, Gemara talks about the Inyan of being a Sefer. The Gemara says a lashon like this. Kishisi Rameya said Kishisi Loimit Eitzel Rabbi Kiva, when I learned to Rabbi Kiva, Yisi Matal used to put in Tankantum Litoichadiyoi. He used to put in, I used to put in Tankantum into the Diyoi. But I only Dava. He didn't tell me anything. The Gemara says, what is the meaning of the Tankantum? Why do you need this to put into the Diyoi? Because he had a problem. He's Mechish Lizvuf. He's afraid that it would come a fly, and maybe the fly will sit atagay the dalit. Maybe the fly will sit down on the end, on the tag of the dalit while he's writing a sefer Torah or a mezuzah or tefillin, and the dalit will still be wet, and the zvuv will sit down on the tag of the dalit, umochiklay, and it will be moichik the tag, the zvuv, by moving on the tag of the dalit, it will be moichik the tag of the dalit, umashvelay reish. And I'll take the dalit and make from it, instead of the dalit, I'll make from it a resh. Dover acha, dover echad yeshli, I have something, we can't come to Mishmei. Then I put it into it, and it dries it right away, and the zvuv can't ruin it. It's a very interesting Gemara that he picked zvuv, he picked a resh, and he picked a dalit, they could change a dalit to a resh. You know, in every piece of Gemara that's Remote Atira, that the Torah comes to tell us, to learn us many lessons. Let us try to explain the Gemara, what the Gemara means. Let us first be Magdim, that the Balaturim, Sof Parshas B'Shalach, tells us that Amalek is called a Zvuv. The Pasuk says, Ksev Zay Zikarim Ba'Sefer V'Sim Ba'Oznei Yeshua. Balaturim said, Zeus ba'sefer v'sim ba'oznei d'roshtei v'zvuv. And that Amalek is called a zvuv. We have to know why is Amalek nimshal only to a zvuv. What is the meaning that it's called a zvuv? There's one idea that we'll start with, that Amalek is called a zvuv. But I think the true meaning why Amalek is called a zvuv, if somebody else try to think, what is the place that a zvuv, a fly, bothers the person the most? Which chush, which of the five senses of a person gets most disturbed by a fly? If you think about it for a minute, we'll all come to the same conclusion that the ear of a person, the hearing of a person, that is where the zvuv is the most disturbing to a person. It comes next to the ear of a person, and it buzzes next to the ear of a person, and disturb this Kayach HaShmiyah. And if that is true, we understand that it lies in the Pasuk, Ksev Zeyfi Karim Ba'Sefer V'Sim Ba'Ozne Yeshua. The Adoshi is that you have to put it into the ears of Yeshua and make sure that Amalek doesn't disturb the Kayach of the Ozen. Therefore, in these Psukim, in these words, it's Merumet, the Kayach of Amalek, which Amalek is his book. We have to understand that we still don't know why Amalek is referred to as someone who disturbed the Kayach HaShmiyah more than any other Eved that a person has. We'll try to explain it. Secondly, after the Chet of Eitz Hadas, it says in the Torah, Keitz V'Dardar Tatzmiach Lach. The Chet of Eitz Hadas, we are told that a Keitz and a Dardar will grow. The B'nai Yisoscha tells us that in these words of Keitz V'Dardar Tatzmiach Lach, we are told the Kayach of Amalek came from the Chet of Eitz Hadas Tevera. And in the words of Keitz V'Dardar Tatzmiach Lach, there lies the whole Kayach of Amalek. In the Torah, there are two places where the Torah wrote a Oisra Rabbosi, Elodges, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echot, we have a lot of Dalit. Loisishtachvel El Acha, we have a lot of Resh. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that the difference between a Resh and a Dalit is a very minute difference. If you take away, like we just saw in the Gemara and Eivet of Yud Gimel, if you take away only a little bit of the Dalit, only the coats of the Dalit, you'll take the Dalit and make it a Resh. Meaning that between El Acha, you can make very easy a mistake between Hashem Echad and El Acha. The difference between being an Eved Hashem and believing in Yichud Elikus and saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad and Chas V'Sholem being Eved Kfire and coming to the Shtachvel El Acha, only a difference the Zohar HaKadosh tells us a Koitz. Only a very minute difference between the two. It's very easy to make a mistake. And that's why the Torah wrote Oisius Rabosi, large Oisius, to tell you that you have to be very clear in these two oasis. You have to very clearly know the Echad and very clearly know the Acher, and don't make a mistake between the two. And the Sosra tells us, what is the difference in Gematria between a Dalit and a Resh? 196, which is exactly the numerical value of Koitz. Koitz v'darda tatzmiyachla. In the Chet of Etzadas, there came up in the Bria a problem. What was the problem that came in the Bria? The problem of Dardar. The problem of a Dalit and a Resh and a Dalit and a Resh. The problem that you can make a mistake between a Dalit and a Resh. Which this mistake is in the Koitz of the Dalit and is also in the Gematria of Koitz. Which that the Torah was Meramez you, the opinion of Amalek. Amalek, the numerical value of Amalek is 240. The numerical value of El Acher is 240. Because Amalek is the one who tries to make the mistake of El Acha, to make you forget of Hashem Echad, and to make the mistake and be machlif, the Reish and the Dalit. To be machlif, the Reish and the Dalit, take off the coats of the Dalit and make it a Reish. With that we understand the Gemara Masechtas Erevin. The Gemara Masechtas Erevin Svarim tell us, try to tell you this Seid, maybe there will come a Zvuf. Who is the Zvuv? Zvuv is Amalek. Maybe he will come the Yosef Atage the Dalit. He will sit on the tag of the Dalit in Mashvelei Reish. So that's what Amalek does. Amalek takes away the coat of the Dalit and makes it a Reish. It's a very interesting Diburim. Diburim would show us the Amitius of Torah, would show us with every word of Torah how much lies in every word of Torah. But what is the meaning of these words? What is the meaning that Amalek takes away the Dalit, Amalek makes the Reish? What does it mean to us in our Avodas Hashem? What does it mean to us in our everyday life? How do we understand this? We still do not understand what Amalek is that disturbs the Shmiah of a person. Let's try to explain it. Chazal tell us, Ein Hashem Shalem ve'ein Hakiseh Shalem. The shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam is not whole, Kaviyachol. The name of the Ribbono Shel Olam is Yud-Kei Vod-Kei. Pasuk it says ki yod al keis ka. We only see the yud k, we don't see the vav k. These are very hard words for us to understand. What does this mean? Of course, in Kabbalah it has a lot of explanations, but we have no shaykhs to such things. What does it mean to us when we hear that Chazal tell us ein Hashem shalem ve'ein Hakiseh shalem, that the shame of the Ribbono Shel Olam is only yud k, and lo said lo ve'il be yud k vav k because Amalek covers up the vodka. I saw it in Neinayam, a beautiful explanation which we can understand. What kavana do we have to have when we say Shema Yisrael? In Shulchan Aruch it says in Simin Hei Me'echaim that when one says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, when he says the Shem Hashem, he has to be mechaven both the meaning of the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the Ribbono Shel Olam that they not clear. And he has to be mechavi yud kei vav kei that the Ribbono Shel Olam is poyo, hoive, v'yir. The Ribbono Shel Olam is past, present, and future. He has to be mamin in the Shem yud kei vav kei. Meaning that the Shem yud kei vav kei, the explanation is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is past, present, and future. Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloy. That is the meaning of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Let us look at the words Yud Kei Vav Kei and realize that in the Oisius Yud Kei Vav Kei, there is Hoyo, there is Yiyeh, and there is Hoyo. In the Yud Kei itself, you could put together Hoyo, you could put together Yiyeh from those two letters. You can't put together Hoyo. You must have the Vav Kei to put together Hoyo. Amalek tries to be Makish, the Mitzius, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Hoyo. That the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mashgiach on this world. Let me try to explain it more. In all Svarim HaKadoshim, it tells us that the word Amalek is Begematria Rom. 240, like we said before, El Acher, and Begematria Rom. What is the meaning that Amalek means Rom? What is the difference in explanation between the word Rom and the word Godel? In Pasuk it says, Godel Hashem. But when we talk about the Goyim, it says two times, Rom Atal Goyim Hashem. The Goyim called the Rebbeinu Shalom Rom. The Yidden called the Rebbeinu Shalom Godel. What is the difference between Godel and Rom? When we talk about the Empire State Building, do we say the Empire State Building is high, or do we say the Empire State Building is tall? When we talk about a person standing on top of the Empire State Building, do we say this person is tall or this person is high? Now I will explain the difference between the two words. Godel means from down on the bottom to on top. Godel, when you talk about the Empire State Building, you say that it's a Godel, it's big. It runs from the floor till high up. When you talk about an airplane, when you talk about somebody standing on top of the building, the person is wrong. Klal Yisrael realizes that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is Godel. The Rebbeinu Shleilim is Godel. The Rebbeinu Shleilim is Amashpili Lirois Bashamayim Uvaretz. The Alshech HaKadosh says, what does it mean Amashpili Lirois Bashamayim Uvaretz? The Alshech HaKadosh tells us, the Goyim say that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is too big Kaviyotol to look down and be Mashgiach on this world. So we take the Goyim, Hamashpili, for the Rebbeinu Shleilim is a shiflus. Lirois b'shamayim u'baretz. It's the same shiflus to look at Shemayim as it is to look at Aretz. So how can you say that the Rebbeinu Shleilim only looks at Shemayim and doesn't look at Aretz? Rom al kol goyim Hashem. The goyim say the Rebbeinu Shleilim is Rom. The Rebbeinu Shleilim only is in Shemayim. The Rebbeinu Shleilim is only in elevated worlds. In this world down here, the Rebbeinu Shleilim kaviyotol. It's not Mashgiach, the Goyim say. But we say, Ki Godoy Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shleilim is Godoy, the Rebbeinu Shleilim runs from down to all the way up. The Rebbeinu Shleilim is Mashgiach, on Tachtainim. The Rebbeinu Shleilim is all over. That's what a Yid believes. And that is the difference between Godoy and Rom. Amalek is being a matri Rom, because the Kfira of Amalek is that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is Rom, and the Rebbeinu Shleilim is not present. The Rebbeinu Shleilim is the mitzvah. The Rebbeinu Shleilim doesn't come down in this world. The Rebbeinu Shleilim is not Mashgiach on us. That is what Amalek wants to say. Amalek is misnaged to the Vav Kei of the Shem Havaya. Amalek doesn't believe in the Hoive. Amalek doesn't believe in the present. Amalek doesn't believe that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is down here. Amalek believes Hashem Molach, Hashem Yimelech, Hashem Melech is the present. That Amalek doesn't want to believe. When Mashiach will come, and there'll be the Mechia Shemayin Amalek, then it'll be naked to the whole world, that Hashem Melech. That's why Hashem Moloch, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimlech is being out for Mashiach. Because that is what will happen when Mashiach will come. We will have the full Isgalus, even of the Hashem Melech. But Amalek takes off the Hashem Melech. Amalek only believes Hashem Moloch and Hashem Yimlech. That's why it's Mochoma Lashem Ba'amalek. The Shem Havaya has Mochoma Ba'amalek, which Ba'amalek is the numerical value of Hashem Moloch and Hashem Yimloch. That then Amalek only believes Hashem Moloch and Hashem Yimloch. That's Mochoma Lashem Ba'amalek. That's Mochoma to have an Amalek. The Mochoma to have an Amalek is what Amalek is Makhish, that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is here in this world. We as Jews believe that the Rebbeinu Shleilim, where it says the Lashon, the Svarim HaKadosh, from Isaiah HaKadosh, words that every Yid has to kasar ponimene. There is nowhere in the world where there isn't a likus. There's nowhere in the world where I could say I could run away from the Rebbein Shalom. How does David HaMelech say in Tillim? Oh no, mi ponecha evroch, it's impossible for me to run away from the Rebbein Shalom. Where am I going to go? Nezak Shamayim Shonata. Wherever I will go, the Rebbein Shalom is there. If a person knows that, that's the Muhammad Amalek. Amalek tries to bring a person to forget that. Amalek tries to bring a person to forget that he shouldn't remember the present. He shouldn't remember that the Rebbein Shalom is here with him. He shouldn't remember that the Rebbein Shalom is here together with him. It's more than that Amalek tries to make forget. And that's Shemel. Amalek, if you want to know truthfully what Amalek is in our time and age, what does Amalek mean to us? What does Amalek mean to us in our world? What is Amalek's kayach? Amalek's kayach is that Amalek brings into a person yiush. It brings into a person despondence. What does it mean Amalek brings into the world despondence? What does Amalek do when every person has its ups and downs? I heard once from a Baal Musar that said that a person that doesn't have ups and downs is not a living person. When you take a dead person, you take an electrocardiogram, it's a straight line. A living person's electrocardiogram runs up and down. But that is life. Life is ups and downs. Life has its good days, life has its days when the Yatari gets the better of us, and we have a down day, we fall. We have to know that when we fall, we can go back up again. When we fall, we don't stay down. We fight our way up again. What is the difference between somebody that is ready to fight his way up again and somebody that stays down? The person that is down, Amalek tells him, the Rebbein Shalom left you. The Rebbein Shalom is no more with you. The Rebbein Shalom went away from you. The Rebbein Shalom isn't interested in you. The person that knows that the Rebbein Shalom is with the person in every matzav that a person is. The Rebbein Shalom is always with him. That person never has this yish. That person never becomes despondent. Because he knows that the Rebbein Shalom is there with him. If a person went down to the Sheol Tachtis, if a person let himself down to something that brings him down to the Sheol, it brings him down to the Tahim, it brings him down to the worst things that there are in the world. He let himself loose to the Taimus of Eilam Azeh. He let himself be held by the Yetzirah. He went to Sheol. A person has to believe he never, the Rebbein Shalom is there with him. The Rebbein Shalom never left him. The Rebbein Shalom went with him. We just finished Yimei HaShevavim. Shevavim Midrash Tevis Shmeis Vaera Obeim V'Shalach Yisrei Mishpatim. There is a vertel, a derech tzachos, that the Zohar Kodesh shifts the question in Parshas Bei. Why does it say Bei El Para and not Lech El Para? And the Welt says, that the Leitzim answered that if it would say Lech El Para, there wouldn't be Shevavim, because the Beis wouldn't be there, it would be a Lamed. Sounds like a joke. It's not only not a joke, there's such a deep meaning in these words. What is the difference when I tell somebody Lech, or I tell somebody Bei? When the Rebbein Shalom would tell Paray, Lech El Paray, it would mean, go yourself to Paray, go away from me to Paray. When the Rebbein Shalom says, Boy El Paray, it means, come with me to Paray. The only reason why we know that we can do tshuva is because we believe Boy El Paray, not Lech El Paray. Because we believe that the Rebbein Shalom goes with us, even when we go down to the depths of Taiva, of Mitzrayim, to the Paray, even when we go to Paray, Boyal Paray, the Rebbein Shalom is there with me, the Rebbein Shalom never left me, the Rebbein Shalom is still with me, the Rebbein Shalom never will leave a person. And that's what Boyal Paray means. If you want to go to Remez Nifla, that the only way that we will be Zeche, to be mekarev the Buddha Shlema, is only when we will believe this and we will fight Yiyush. Because Amalek doesn't want that a person should believe the Hoyim that Hashem Melech. He wants to tell you that Hashem is no more there with you. Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im oyin klal Yisrael left miyad vayomay Amalek. Because Amalek brought in a suffix to klal Yisrael. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shem left me. Maybe there's no more bekirbeinu. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shem is not in the midst of us. Because kirbeinu is begematri Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimelech. And is it true that Hashem Moloch Adim Ayin? Maybe it's not true, Hashem Moloch. Maybe the Rishon left us. Maybe the Rishon don't deal with me anymore. And when we remember that every matter the Rishon is with me, then we will be able to always come back to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And we will always be able to come back to the Rebbeinu Shleilam and embrace the Rebbeinu Shleilam and not leave the Rebbeinu Shleilam and not come to this fountain, not come to Yiyush, not give up hope and say that I have no more hope. I lost all hope. Why is that? Because I know Boy El Pare. And if I'll take Boy and add the three, the base and the Aleph, to Pare, then it comes to be the mountain of Mashiach Pare. The Pare is three less than Mashiach. And if you'll add this Gedank, this Rayoy of Boy to Pare, you'll remember that the Rebbeinu Shlom is always with you, the Rebbeinu Shlom never leaves you. In Atiyah Shiyah, he never, the Rebbeinu Shlom is with me, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't leave me. Then I will know that I always have a tekona. I always have hope. There's never a time that I don't have a tekona. Svarim it says that the oisyeh is menatzpach. The five oisyehs that are at the end of the alabes. The alabes ends with a tof. But the counting doesn't end by 400, the counting ends by 1,000. How does alabes come to 1,000? And the chof is 500. And the mem is 600, and the nun is 700, and the pay is 800, the tzaddik sefer is 900, and the aleph is elef. So that's how you have the whole 1,000 in the aleph base, and that's how you have all the numbers in the aleph base. That's what it says in Sifri Kabbalah. If so, what is the numerical value of Ineko? The numerical value of Ineko is 555. What does that mean to me? It means to me that in Matziah Shiyoyed, I remember Hineka, then I have a Takana. Then I always know that I can fix everything. And Takana is 555. If I remember Hineka, then I always know I can fix everything. Then I always know that person has a Takana. I will always know that I can't give up hope. That is our Muhammad Amalek. Our Muhammad Amalek is the belief in the Nefesh Yisrael. The Emuna in the Nefesh Yisrael. Amalek wants to fight Emuna. Which Amunah does Amalek want to fight? He wants to fight Amunah in the Rebbeinu Shalom. He knows the Rebbeinu Shalom of the world. He wants to fight the Amunah that you have a kesher with the Rebbeinu Shalom. He wants to be menatek your kesher with the Rebbeinu Shalom. He wants to tell you the Rebbeinu Shalom isn't amidst you. The Rebbeinu Shalom left you. He wants to be matkish, to be kirbach HaKadosh. That every single person, every single heart of a person is Kedusha. In every heart of a person is a Neshama Kedusha. That's when Amalek tries to rip out from a person. Da'yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, within me there is a Rebbeinu Shleilam. I have a Rebbeinu Shleilam, I'm Kodesh. I belong to Rebbeinu Shleilam and carrying around with me in the Shama Kedesha. You imagine the difference. How a person would act if he would remember he's carrying around in the Shama Kedesha. The Gemara says, in Shabbos, Harei sho'ir shem kosav apsoret. Person took and wrote on his bosor. He wrote the Shem Avaya. He wrote the name of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. The Gemara said it was at the Shabbos. He can't go in a place that's not a nice place because he's carrying the Shem Hashem with him. You realize that the person would realize that he is carrying always the Shem Hashem with him. He's always carrying a Shem Hashem with him. He's carrying the Neshama Kedoshah with him. He's carrying the Rebbeinu Shleilam with him. Vayipach ba'apov nishmat chayim. The Sefer HaKadosh says, Manonofach nidalekonofach. Kaviyochol, the Rebbeinu Shleilam put in a part of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. In every single yid, there's a part of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And a person would know how much he has to watch himself. And a person would know what it means that he has to be misgaber on every rayon of Yiyush. That there is no such thing as Yiyush in the world. Because I know the Rebbeinu Shleilam is always with me. That was Al Muhammad and Amalek. That is Al Muhammad and Amalek. Al Muhammad and Amalek is Then Amalek, they want to tell you that you left Hashem Echad. You don't belong anymore to Ribbono Shel Olam. You are no more Hashem Echad. In Hashem Echad, there's another Echad. In the Ribbono Shel Olam's Tefillin, there's a different Echad. There's an Echad, Mi Ka'amcha Yisrael Kay Echad Ba'aretz. And these two Echads are connected. These two Echads are connected. We have to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Echad, and we have to believe that Hashem Echad. We have to believe that Goy Echad. We are Echad. Every Yid has a Mzundra Kedusha. Every Yid has a Kedusha in himself. And that's what Amalek tries to rip away the two Echads. He tries to rip away that there's no Kaviyach, there's no Ribbono Shel Olam, and that Yid is no more Echad, Yid is Achar, Yid left. That's why Dardar, there's two Dalits that Amalek is trying to ruin. Which two Dalits? The Dalit of Hashem Echad and the Dalit of Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Both Dalits Amalek wants to take away the Emunah. He wants to take away the Emunah in the person himself. Emunah, the numerical value of Emunah is 102. What does the person have to remember? Elekeinu with Begimatria 102, and Bonim with Begimatria 102. The person has to remember Elekeinu. A person has to remember that the Ribbono Shel Olam is your own private Ribbono Shel Olam. Elekeinu. He's mashgiach on every single Jew b'fratius. And he has to remember Bonim. He has to have Emunah that he's a child of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has to have Emunah in his own cheshivus. He has to have Emunah who he is. He has to remember who he is. And these two Emunahs, Amalek tries to rip out. These two Emunahs, Amalek wants to rip out. What are the two Emunahs? Two times Emunah is how much? 104. That's Darda. 204. Two emunas that Amalek is trying to rip out. The two emunas that Amalek is trying to rip out. The emunah in Elekeinu and the emunah in Bonim. The emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, the emunah in the Yid. The emunah in the Kedusha from Yid. These two emunas Amalek is trying to rip out. Where does Amalek take that? Let's go back to our original finish. Complete out what we were talking about. Amalek takes the Shmiah of a person. The Torah has Shmiah of a person. The person hears who he is. The person can hear what everybody's talking to him, what the Bria is talking to him, what the Ribbono Shel Olam is talking to him. If a person would hear what the Torah is talking to him, if a person would hear how the Ribbono Shel Olam talks to him day in and day out and sends him messages, what a Yid is, how choshev a Yid is. When a person would hear what the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, what a Yid is, what chshivus a Yid has, then a person would never fall through within the seriousness of the Etahara. A person would never give up hope, because a person would know who he is. Amalek doesn't let a person hear. Amalek doesn't let a person hear, to hear what I am, what my chshivus is, what the Torah is telling me. We can learn Torah from today to tomorrow, but if we don't realize that the Torah is telling me, you are special. The Torah is telling me you are choshev. The Torah is telling me you are kodesh. The Torah is telling you you are different than the whole world. You have a kedusha that the whole world doesn't have. If we don't hear that, then we'll never be able to fight the Yetzirah. And Amalek knows that. Amalek knows that if it disturbs our kodesh to hear who we are, to understand who we are, to understand our kedusha, to understand what we are, the kedusha that we have, the kedusha that the Rishon gave us, the kedusha that we can attain by being what we have to be. We are going to hear that, and we'll be able to matzliach against Amalek. When Amalek comes and is a zvuf, Amalek is a fly which doesn't want us to hear what the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us. And he takes the reish, instead of a dalit, he makes it a reish. He tells you that the Ribbono Shel Olam left the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not with you, the Ribbono Shel Olam left you. He tells you that there is no Goy Echad anymore. The Goy Echad is the same like every other Goy. It's Achar, it's just another nation. It lost its Chshivus. And that is what we have to fight Amalek. We have to fight Amalek, remember our Chshivus. Remember that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us all over. Never to forget that the Ribbono Shel Olam is all over. There's no place where a person can hide from the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person always has to remember the Shvisi Hashem in the Negev Tzomet. That is our Mechamah this week. That is our Mechamah Yemei Purim. Yemei Purim is Molech Amalek. Which Amalek do we have to be Malikha? Zachar Asha Asadacha Amalek. To you yourself. Every person has its own private Muhammad Amalek. Every person's heart, there's an Amalek that's trying to destroy him. There's an Amalek that's trying to take the Echad and make it an Acham. Everybody has his own private Muhammad with Amalek. And that's the Zohar HaShalas HaLach HaAmalek. We have to remember it. It's a constant memory. We can't forget for 1 minute. Loi Fishkoch. We cannot forget for 1 minute our Tafkin on this world. To remember the Cheshivas of us, our own Cheshivas. And to remember that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is with us at all times, at all places, wherever we go. There's nowhere I can't be with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And always the Rebbeinu Shlomo is with me. And I can always return to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. If we remember these lessons, and we moichet this Amalek, and we'll be able to be zeichet, to be mekar of the Gula Shlema, at the time when the whole world will realize that Hashem Melech, and we'll be mashlem, the Hashem Moloch, and the Hashem Yimloch, together with the Hashem Moloch, and we'll be zeichet to the Mashiach to Kenu B'meheret.